après avoir annulé à la dernière minute quelques fois durant la semaine, Sam, 29 ans, arrive en retard. Sa description Tinder se dit ainsi. Woodworker, snowboard, longboard, freediving. Il porte dans ses bras un grand sac en papier brun contenant 4 bières et des menthes fraîches. Camille est ravie. Il a probablement bonne haleine.
Like, yeah, it's a podcast date. He was like, what the fuck? C'est comme, je te raconterai après.
J'adore ça. Personne ne comprend qu'est-ce qui se passe. Ouais. Mais c'est parfait. Ça veut dire que c'est original.
C'est original. Quand je l'ai lu, sur ton profil, j'étais comme, yes.
J'aime ça. J'aime les gens aventuriers qui, they are willing to just do whatever.
Well, I had some concerns first.
Why?
You know, the whole thing about coming to your place, the whole thing about being that ticket. You were like easy, chill. You know, I had to cancel a few times. You were like so chill. I was like, she's like nice, chill. Is it like that she is, or there's something else behind it? I was like, okay, I'll go and see.
Yeah, I am who I am. I'm just very chill.
That's cool. That's really cool. Like, thanks for all what I did. Like, I did 3 times.
You cancel?
I canceled. I postponed. I didn't cancel. Here I am.
I mean, I don't mind. You, like, if you're busy, yeah, sounds, it's recording.
Good. Okay. No, but it's good. The volume, should I go?
Ben, je sais pas. Parle un peu plus, toi.
C'est bon? Tu veux que j'approche?
Non, ça va, c'est parfait. Bon. Okay, parfait, cool. Parfait, parfait. Ouais.
Cool.
Donc, bienvenue sur notre date.
Merci.
Comment ça va?
Ça va, et toi?
Ouais, ça va très bien.
Tout va bien.
Ouais. Donc, comment tu te sens d'être dans cette situation-là?
Dans cette situation, ben, correct.
Ouais?
You're chill enough to make me feel comfortable.
Cool. That's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah, you're getting there, definitely. So, tell me, what is it you do? J'ai pas très bien compris ce que tu fais, puis j'aimerais bien plus savoir. Comme...
Ben, en fait, je viens de terminer l'école de l'humour.
OK.
Donc, je suis humoriste.
Puis ça, cette école, normalement, comme... Juste, excuse une petite question, comme ça termine où? Comme, tu peux faire quoi après ça? Les options.
Ben, tu fais ce que tu veux. Tu peux faire un podcast sur le dating. tu peux faire de la radio, des shows, de l'écriture. You do whatever suits you.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm just making my own thing, which is recording my dates.
Recording my dates.
Looks like.
You know, j'aimerais bien comme dans 5 ans te demander comme tous tes podcasts puis les écouter dans une nuit.
Tout dans une nuit?
Non, mais comme tu t'imagines écouter 5 dates dans une nuit?
Oh my
t'imagines
God.
La variété que tu vas entendre?
Mais c'est vrai. Mais c'est ça qui est intéressant.
It's cool.
C'est ça qui est intéressant parce que. Même moi, mettons, faut que je les réécoute là, pour faire le montage.
Ouais, sûrement.
Puis c'est quand même spécial de réécouter ces dates. C'est pas quelque chose que t'as accès d'habitude.
T'as jamais accès à ça.
T'as jamais accès à ça.
And we say like, I wish I had access to this. Sometimes.
Exactly. Sometimes you're like, oh, did I like him? Did I not? I'm not sure. Now I do. I do know because I can listen to it actually when I'm sober the next day.
Oh, so that's bad for me.
Bad or good depends.
Let's see tomorrow.
Yep.
Cool. Nice. And so, what were you doing before that?
Before comedy?
Before comedy.
Do
you work? Do you... I don't know.
I worked. I studied communications.
Okay.
And I traveled. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
Cool.
Well, woodworker.
That's new, by the way.
Really?
Like, fairly new.
How new?
4 years. Like, since I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in a different field before. I was an extreme sport instructor.
Oh,
shit.
So
I used to teach climbing, rock climbing, free diving, kite surfing, snowboarding.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was back in Lebanon. I'm Lebanese, by the way.
Yeah.
I was born here.
Oh.
Yeah. I was
both
born
your
here.
Parents are Lebanese, though?
Yes.
Okay.
They lived here in the 80s. I was born here, then they moved back. I was like 2 years. I don't remember anything from Canada. And I came back in 2016.
Okay.
So I was doing my bachelor in architecture back in Lebanon. I grew up in a factory, in a marble factory. So my dad owns marble factories and I was like always handy and stuff.
Okay.
But I never knew anything about wood.
Okay.
Like anything. We don't have
just marble
wood. Yeah. We don't even have wood constructions in Lebanon. It's always like really? Concrete. Yeah. It's all concrete.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So different. Everything is different here. And I just loved it. So I came here to continue architecture. And architecture here is bad.
Oh, okay.
So
did you study it here too? Or?
Yes. Okay. I made like, I did 2 semesters in UDEM.
Okay.
And then I found it. I found that I'm going towards a desk job, which I do not like. I do not
want. Yeah, you like to work with your hands.
That's it.
I see.
Then, yeah, I was working here and there. I was an operational manager at a company that does autoglass in Montréal Nord.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 3 years. I was doing woodworking beside that. So just now in February, I left everything. I was doing Uber. I was doing that.
Uber?
Yeah, I did Uber sometime because I had projects. I was taking projects with Le Barreau du Haut-Canada.
Okay.
I was a project manager to small projects they did. Then when I was done, I was like, okay, I have some time. Let's Uber.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I was lazy. I did just Uber Eats. Then I stopped it.
I thought doing it too. I mean,
yeah.
Why well, not?
Sometimes it's good money, but sometimes it's a waste. Seriously, it's a waste of time, of like the car, everything. Then I left everything to decide to go into woodworking full time.
Four years ago? Or
no.
Recently?
I started getting like some machines and stuff when I was still an operational manager. And now it's like full time job. Okay. It was hard. It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Then.
But now you like it?
I love it. Like we're just hitting but because we had all the lockdown.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I rented in Feb and March. By the end of March, we had the lockdown.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I was, like, just preparing some stuff. It was good for me because, comme je produisais, mais il n'y avait pas de vente, je ne pouvais pas aller dans les magasins, dans les galeries, dans rien. So, yeah, it's going good. It's going good.
Okay. And other than that?
Other than that?
How's your dating life?
Hard.
Why?
Very hard, like. Now, because I'm working, what, 12? You saw.
Yeah.
You saw, like, I postponed 3 times. Yeah, yeah. I'm working a lot. I'm designing. I'm doing the stuff. I'm with clients and stuff. Because when you start a business, like, you have to work, like, 12 hours a day for a good period
of
time.
At least.
At least.
Yeah.
I think you won't be editing this in, like, 5 minutes, right?
No, it will take hours.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah.
So my dating life, it's not real good. I don't like Tinder, by the way. I hate Tinder.
Who likes it?
I hate Tinder. I don't believe in Tinder.
Nobody likes it.
Okay, I'll tell you a small secret, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So when I first downloaded Tinder, it was before chatting with you, like a week before that.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. And I was like, let's give it a try. My roommate is using it. He's got a girlfriend from Tinder. And like, let's try. And I went into Tinder Gold.
Oh.
Yeah, so I paid. I don't have time to swipe left or right. Like, okay. But I was swiping. And the cool thing about it, like, ils te disent c'est qui vient du Tinder Gold. Puis c'est qui vient du Tinder normal. Comme si j'ai swipé, puis toi t'as swipé. And you were not the Tinder Gold one. But the Tinder Gold just tells you who liked you. And you decide to like them or not. So it's easier. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's weird. It's weird. Tinder is weird. Honestly, I was keeping Tinder just to contact you. I didn't want to do that contact by phone from the first time. But, I hate it. So, yeah, dating was usually friends of friends. Friends you meet at work. Like, people you meet every day, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go somewhere to meet people. Like, I meet people every day. But now with working that much online dating,
just don't have time.
Don't have time and not seeing people.
Yeah.
Like you have the lockdown, you have the work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Mm.
It's just come make our luck.
So when was your last like relationship?
I ended it March or April 2019.
Wow.
It was a long distance between Montreal and New York.
Oh my God.
Before that, I had a long distance as well between Montreal and Lebanon.
Why?
It was like, she was my girlfriend when I left.
Okay.
Then we decided to give it a try, and she was trying to get here and didn't work. Then I had this relationship. It was a weird relationship, like kind of open relationship between here and New York. I was going there like twice a month. Then when I started working again, it was like, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Impossible.
Yeah, and some problems from here and there. And yeah, that was it. More than, what, a year and a half now.
Yeah, but then you dated people.
I dated some people, yeah. Like, again, friends of friends of friends. We used to have parties at our place, like friends of my sister, friends of my roommate, her husband, whatever. We're a bunch of friends living together, that's it. So
yeah,
we always have new people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dated some people like a couple times, but no relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets too serious, when it gets too time consuming, like honestly, I cannot do that now.
Yeah.
I do not have that luxury to have time for a relationship. And I know a relationship requires time, you know. You need to give your partner like time.
Yeah.
Attention, time, whatever it takes.
Yeah, for sure. So are you looking more like for...
Well...
like just dating like casually or...
Honestly, now at this stage, I'm starting to settle at my work. I'm starting to try to make a schedule. Like I started at this time, I end at this time. And I'm trying to have a weekend. That's the most important. I'm trying to have a weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so intense. You work every day?
Yeah. Like, if I'm not at the workshop, I'm designing on my computer back home.
Wow.
If I'm not there, I'm with a client. If I'm not with a client, I'm just buying some stuff from suppliers. Yeah. So, honestly, I'm trying to, like, I cannot go on like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to manage a bit. I'm trying to put a schedule. I'm not aiming for a relationship. You know, I'm not looking for one. But... why not?
You know, yeah.
Like, why not? It's sometimes I feel like, okay, I'm working, I'm doing what I like, but human connections are something. Like, you can change your character being away from people.
Mm-hmm.
And I started feeling that. I was more angry.
Really?
I was more... like, I'm an introvert, and usually I don't like being with a lot of people and stuff, but... being that far from people, like it's me, my music, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't meet new people, you don't get new ideas, you don't get new ways of thinking.
Yeah, you don't exchange. Yeah, exactly.
And it's bad, so it's enough. So if it comes to a relationship where I really like someone,
mm-hmm.
why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? It's time to make time for everything.
So you said... your girlfriend you had in New York. How long have you been with her?
A year and something.
A bit more than a year?
A year and 4 months.
And you said it was open? That means you
It was on and off. It was like there were problems, the distance. Sometimes we're on, sometimes we're off. Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, I see.
What about you?
I've had like... 3 boyfriends. One was in high school, so I don't really count it. One was in California, so it was also long distance, but we would be like half year together for 3 years. And then my ex was like 50.
Your ex was 50?
Yeah, he was older.
Cool.
So they're all like very... different.
Special.
Yeah, very special.
And was it long ago, last ex?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years, but I mean, I've had multiple relationships since, but nothing...
yeah, like, relation passante.
Ouais, rien de très long et de très long terme. So, yeah.
And what are you looking for?
That's a good question. I don't think I'm looking for anything.
Cool.
I think I'm looking... je veux enjoy life, meet people, interesting people, have fun, see how it goes in day to day.
That's cool. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess we're like going on the same road with that.
Yeah. I mean, how can you plan those things?
I don't know. You can't. I don't know. These people on Tinder, yeah, they write like, si tu cherches pas du sérieux, puis si tu n'aimes pas mon chien, swipe left. These people, I was like, no way, Tinder.
Just,
what's going
on? Yeah, I will swipe left, asshole.
I will. Definitely will swipe
just
left.
Just go away. Yeah. Leave me alone. Oh, seriously, I'm like,
I don't know.
Can we just meet first and see how it goes? Like, how can you look for something serious when you haven't even met the people?
They want to plan human connections, but human connections are like,
you can't plan that.
You might connect with someone. If I show you like a picture of someone, you might not be interested. But when you meet them in real life, they might be really interesting.
Yeah,
you
know? And the opposite is true too.
It is.
So.
It is, so.
Most of the time, when I go on a date with someone that I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm not sure I'm interested. They're always the best one because you don't have expectations.
That's right. Like, you shouldn't have expectations exactly. Going on a date. It's
exactly.
Just a date. It's a surprise.
The more you expect, the more you'll get disappointed. So.
Yeah. Like, you cannot go on a date with a checklist.
Exactly. Unless, like, I mean, nobody's perfect. So, of course, if you have, like, an ideal, it won't be that. Nobody's that. Nobody's your ideal.
You won't find these people. You won't find them.
So, you said you picked up your mom at the airport earlier?
Yes.
So, how's your family? What's going on?
What's going on? Well, back in Lebanon, I guess you know what's going on in Lebanon. Yeah. The crisis, the economic crisis, then the bombing, yeah, then the explosion, then it's hectic.
Yeah.
My mom used to be a banker, a private banker.
Mm-hmm.
She's not living with my dad. So I had like kind of a split life between them, mm-hmm, back in Lebanon. She decided to move here. She's been through hell, like, in the last 4 years. She's been through cancer. She's been through therapy. Yeah. That's why I moved back, like, for 6 months to Lebanon to be there. And then she's good. You know, everything she's been through, we were like, fuck it, let's enjoy life.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy it. And she decided to come here. She's good. She's fine. She's happy that she's here. Like, you know, she misses us.
Of course.
And now we're looking for an apartment for her and stuff. She's staying with us for a while, for a couple of weeks, doing her quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not allowed to touch her. We're not allowed to see her, just in her room. I gave her my room, so I'm sleeping on the couch.
Okay. Who do you live with?
I used to live with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Then my sister was on a long relationship with a guy from Lebanon.
Okay.
When he was here, he used to visit every year. When mm-hmm. he was here, we met his best friend that used to live in Atlanta and was just moving to Montreal.
Okay.
And he's like a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool guy. We decided to move in together. So he was living with us. Now, the boyfriend of my sister, who became her husband
okay,
a month ago,
oh, nice,
is living with us.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm moving now.
Oh.
Too much people.
Oh yeah, I see.
Too much people.
So are you gonna move by yourself or
yeah
cool.
Well, in the same building we have a really good apartment. Like, we searched for this kind of apartment. I had too many problems with previous apartments, so there's an apartment in the same building we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a deal with my landlord. It's like he wants to renovate it before renting. I was like, cool, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll give it to me. Then I can take it for much lower rent. So I'm trying to negotiate.
Ah.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like interior parking, barbecue on the roof.
Nice.
Spacey. It's really spacey.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
And I have no problem being close to these people. I love these people,
but I
cannot live with them.
Yeah, yeah. The same apartment is too small.
It's not too small. It's huge, but you know, we're different. We're different.
Okay.
And I'm not willing, like, to waste more time on adjusting to these people than doing my job, my life, dating, meeting people, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's taking a lot of time to adjust altogether.
Well, it's good to be by yourself, too. I mean, I've been by myself for 2 weeks only, and I'm like, wow, this is great. Yeah.
But sometimes it gets lonely. You know, especially when, like, I don't have family here, I don't have friends.
It doesn't get lonely if you invite people over all the time to do, like, dating podcasts. I mean,
Should I steal your idea?
Yeah, no, you can't. But I mean, I haven't been alone in 2 weeks. Like, I've had people here all the time.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to... I don't know what you have to do. I was going to say, you just have to get on Tinder more, but then no, I don't think that's the same for guys. Anyway, for me, it's like, it's too easy.
It is easy for you girls.
Why? Oh my God, very easy.
Like, what's going on?
Because guys are swiping everybody right.
No.
Yes, they are.
No. Like, I'm not, at least.
Well, most guys are.
Like, it's awkward if you match with someone that you do not want to talk with. I cannot swipe right to everyone. Like, if we match, what I'm going to say? Unmatch?
I don't. Yeah, most people do that.
No.
Well. I know, that sucks.
Yeah, I had surprises on Tinder.
Like what?
Like what? You really don't want to know.
Oh yeah, I do want
to. I had a first question like, how tall are you?
Oh, what? How tall?
How tall?
Oh really? Like,
I was like, hello. Hi. How are you? I'm good. Like, yeah. I told her and she was like, oh no, sorry.
How tall are you?
Ben, je connaissais un centimètre.
Un centimètre, ouais, je sais pas. I'm not good with centimeters.
I'm not good with feet, inches. And... Seriously, how can you do that?
I've been used to it since I was born.
Mais t'es québécoise.
Ouais.
Puis t'as vécu ici.
Ouais.
Mais ici, le truc, c'est que vous avez le centimètre, vous avez le pouce.
On n'utilise pas vraiment le centimètre.
Ben, quand j'achète du bois.
Ah, peut-être.
La largeur, c'est un centimètre. La longueur, c'est un pied. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, okay, there's an explanation though. Because we've been in between France and England forever. I mean, genre, ça a été tout le temps des guerres avant.
But it's not English.
Ben, quand même, dans le sens où on est le mix entre la France puis l'Angleterre. Là.
Oui, oui, je vois
Canada,
ça, mais l'Angleterre.
Le Canada, c'est anglais, puis on est à côté des États-Unis, mais on est encore français, entre guillemets.
Bon, c'est les États-Unis, c'est plus que l'Angleterre, je pense. En Angleterre, ils ont une autre encore mesure.
Ouais. Non, mais les États-Unis, dans le sens que... Dans le sens que, si on va way, way back, c'est dans le sens que depuis toujours, on est entre les Anglais puis les Français. Ouais. Maintenant, c'est vrai, c'est les Américains, mais comme on est toujours entre deux. Donc, on a comme les deux cultures qui nous ont influencés depuis way back.
Tu sais, ça vient d'où, le système de... Like the SAE system?
Mm-mm.
C'est pourquoi est-ce que c'est comme pouce, yard, yard is...
I don't really know, no.
This is a yard.
Yeah.
It's a prince.
Prince?
It's a prince that decided, like, okay, it's a king or a prince, I'm not sure. He decided, like, my measurements are the official measurements. And he did one foot is his foot, one thumb. Un pouce, c'est son pouce.
Really?
Ouais. And that's how it went. Like, mon pouce n'est pas 2.5. Ton pouce, je pense pas que c'est 2.5. Mais
ben non, pas du tout, là.
C'est
mais il était énorme, le monsieur.
Ça
He
devrait.
Was big.
Ça devrait.
Parce qu'un pied, c'est gros, là.
Un pied?
Il y avait des hosties de longs pieds.
Ça se peut, ouais. Ben,
He must have had a huge penis.
I don't think that's related.
No. Why do you have small feet?
Nope. Okay, and I don't have a huge penis as well. Yeah, so I'm normal everywhere. But no, I've seen my friend. Il porte du... Ben, t'es en quoi? En pointure aussi?
Moi?
Ouais, ne me dis pas t'es en... Ah, si. T'es en 10, 12, 13, ouais.
7.5.
Okay, he's like 51.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, by the way, 577. Exactly.
5'77"?
Yeah. Ben, je suis 5 pieds 7, 5 pieds... Okay.
5 pieds 7, ben, c'est bien.
5 pieds 77.
C'est correct.
Ouais.
Mais c'est sûr que je comprends que, mettons, une fille... Moi, j'ai une amie qui mesure 5 pieds 10. Puis elle aime ça avoir un gars plus grand qu'elle.
Oui, mais tu peux pas demander cette question, la première question.
Ben non, c'est vraiment insultant.
Sinon...
C'est très insultant.
How long is it?
Ben non, mais c'est ça.
How long is it?
Ben non, c'est ça.
As a first question.
Exact.
You're like... Puis son profil dit, si tu cherches pas du sérieux, je sais pas quoi, je sais pas quoi.
Oui, c'est ça.
I was like, mais... Tu viens de dire « je cherche pas du sérieux » puis tu me demandes comme...
Mais le problème aussi, c'est les doubles standards, là. Un gars qui dit à une fille une question par rapport à son apparence physique comme ça, ça passerait moins qu'une fille qui...
Non.
Tu sais, comme...
Mais non, ça passe pas aussi.
Ben, ça passe jamais, mais dans le sens où il y a quand même des doubles standards.
Je sais pas, it's weird meeting people this way. I think humanity is just deviating. It's like, what's going
it's
on?
It's always been seriously. Like that. It's always been wrong.
Like, I don't think it was that wrong. It was either casual and be honest about it, or just I don't know. But I've had like weird stuff. J'ai une, je sais pas, elle avait comme 39 ans.
Okay.
I was like, fine, why not? She's cool, she's sweet, she's... Puis on fait, we were chatting for like a couple of days and she was fine, she was cool. Then I told her about my work and stuff. She was like, no, I think you work too much and you cannot take care of me. So that's it. And she unmatched. I was like, whoo, guys, and what's going on?
You did not even meet?
No. I met two people from Tinder in my life, by the way. You're the second.
Oh my God.
The first one, I met her. We ended up being really close friends. I love this lady. She's Brazilian. She was here just to learn French for a couple months. Like, we were dating. We had a kind of relationship, but it was like a couple weeks. Then she left. We're still friends everywhere on social media. We still talk. I ask about her. She asks about me. And we're really good friends. And you're the second one. And that's it.
Wow.
I really hate Tinder. I never give it a chance. It's my roommate who told me, like, listen, you
just
should
try it again.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, just give it a try. Like, pay for it. Take the easy
way.
Take the easy way. Just try it and you'll like it. He's like on dates 3 times a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I mean, I do it right now.
Like, it's for your podcast.
Exactly. It's for work.
Like, if you have time and if you have the energy, wow. J'aimerais bien être comme ça. Hein?
Ouais.
It's not wrong. I would love to be like that, but
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, my mom today told me, like, are you going to make some time for me or I'll have to come to the workshop?
And you'd rather be here with me than with your mom that just arrived.
Well, she's sleeping, definitely.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
When I left, she wasn't sleeping, but I guess she's jet-lagged.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Dans le trajet, ça fait quoi? 4h30 à Londres, et puis de Londres jusqu'ici, 7h30. Plus ouais, l'escale, non, plus tout le temps, c'est un vol de, quoi, de 14h, 16h.
Ouais. Ouais, non, c'est intense.
C'est énorme.
Ouais. Mm. Puis ton père est encore là-bas?
Yep. Puis j'essaie.
Mm.
J'essaie de le convaincre, mais il me dit non.
Ouais.
Et tu sais, quand t'es là-bas, t'as eu toute ta famille là-bas, t'as vécu là-bas toute ta vie.
Ben, c'est sûr.
En plus, comme our business... It's been with us since 1840, 1842.
Hmm.
So it's like generations doing that.
He can't leave it.
It's not working anymore. It's not doing anything. Hmm. Like, he's just sitting there.
Hmm.
You know, construction in Lebanon is just doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. What about other than that? Hobbies, sports.
Sports.
Anything.
I'm more like a creative type of person. So I paint, I sing.
You sing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, I'm mostly into comedy, but... So most of the things I do are related to that.
Mm-hmm. So you draw like... You draw?
Yeah, but I draw, I paint.
Okay, cool, I like.
I write, stuff like that. What about you?
You're all over the artistic stuff.
Yeah?
Well, you sing, you write, you draw. You record?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Cool, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. For me, well, I told you my sports were like a big part of my life.
Yeah. So what do you do?
It's been a while. I'm just doing some bouldering right now, climbing, winter mm-hmm. sport.
Yeah.
That's it for now. Yeah, that's it.
So how have you handled winter?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
That's surprising.
Don't you?
I don't. I hate it.
Why? It's white. It's shiny.
It's cold.
Have you seen any other winter than here? Have you seen a rainy winter?
Yeah.
Like London, yeah. Lebanon, whatever.
Yeah, I have.
And do you like it better? It's not cold, by the way.
I mean, I don't like any winter, I think. I mean, okay. Yeah, no, I like winter. Like, I mean, when it's winter here, it's summer somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I like to go where summer is. Because there's okay. always summer somewhere.
But why don't you like winter? Is it the cold or the snow or
all of it?
All of it. You just don't like it.
I love being comfortable in warmth. You are
comfortable in winter.
No, I'm freezing cold.
It's been like 2 years. I didn't even wear my jacket. Like
what?
No, yeah.
That's insane.
Ouais, je travaillais dehors comme l'année dernière.
En t-shirt?
Non. Ben comme base layer, fleece polaire, puis un coupe-vent ou juste any coat, like
oh my anything. God.
Yeah, yeah, like the big coat, the big one till here, you know, like the Canadian coats. Mm-hmm. Je peux plus les supporter, ils sont très gros, très grands.
Ouais, mais c'est sûr, là, mais en même temps, c'est non, comme non, utile.
C'est pas très froid comme, I don't know, I love it. Tu sais les journées où ils disent comme... C'est bon, venez pas au travail, les universités sont fermées, ouais. Les écoles sont fermées. Like, I'm the first one on the road.
No.
Yes, I love it. Just go cruising.
I just stay in bed all day and I'm like, I'm gonna watch movies.
No, like, I have such days. Yeah, I do. But I love it. When it's snowing, God. You walk, you feel the snow, you feel nature. Like, I don't know.
You don't feel nature in Montreal.
Well, you do. As much as you feel the 40 degrees of sun in summer that I hate. No, I'd rather be in minus 40 than be in 40.
Ugh. I hate both.
Yeah, well, we have to choose.
Non, moi, j'aime la température entre deux. Genre, entre 20 puis 28.
OK. Alors, comme là, c'est froid pour toi.
Là, c'est quand même frais, ouais.
Fait quoi? 16? Là?
Je sais pas.
Quand je rentrais.
Probably. OK.
Est-ce qu'il y a une différence entre frais et froid chez vous? Ou ouais. C'est juste frais? Ou froid, c'est très, très frais?
Froid, c'est plus frais que frais. Froid, okay, c'est ouais.
It's another level, okay.
C'est frais, froid, frette.
Ah, frette, ça vient à la fin?
Ouais.
OK.
Frette, c'est quand il fait fucking froid.
OK, je pensais que c'est comme fret. Equal. C'est frette.
Mais je pense que frette, c'est un peu plus. Tu sais, c'est un peu comme un sacre. C'est le sacre du froid. Quand tu dis tabarnak, c'est intense. Ben, frette, c'est intense, hein? Je pense. C'est le même que moi, je l'utilise, en tout cas.
Ben, si t'aimes pas l'hiver autant, ben oui.
Ouais, ben, je pense que... Non, il y a du monde qui aime l'hiver, là, mais...
Puis t'as vécu ici, comme, toute ta vie.
Presque toute ma vie, ouais.
And you don't like it.
I've never liked it.
It should be bad not to like somewhere you lived at.
Hmm?
It should be bad, like... Not to like something you're living in for what?
I mean, there's worse than that.
Well, yeah, but usually you should be managing right now. You should be adapting or starting to like it in a way after 20 years of...
I mean, I'm used to it and I can live in it, but that doesn't mean I will like it someday. I mean...
But you still prefer like to go on somewhere else where it's summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Genre, si je pouvais vivre la moitié de l'année dans l'hémisphère sud, puis l'autre moitié de l'année ici, parfait. Perfect.
Doable. Well, with what you do.
Yeah.
It's cool. You're not connected. Like, you're not grounded in one place, right?
Yeah. I could do basically whatever I want. I mean, everybody can do whatever they want.
Not really.
Yeah, they could.
Like, yeah, you could, but if I'm working here, I have my workshop, I have my clients.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been 5 years. I cannot decide like, hey, I just want to go to the US.
For sure. But I mean, your workshop is a decision that you made that that's what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You could have made another decision that makes that allows you to do other things.
That's right, yeah. But
so that's what I mean by we can all do whatever we want. We make decisions that qui nous contraint à rester quelque part ou non.
C'est ça. Ouais. Ben honnêtement, j'ai aucun problème de rester ici.
Non, mais c'est ça exactement. Tu sais, c'est c'est parfait parce que tu prends des décisions qui conviennent à ce que tu as envie de faire.
Exact.
Which is perfect. And I'm basically doing the same right now. Like, I'm making decisions that make me stay here. And right now, that's what I want to do. But then we'll see later. I don't know. Cool. We never know what life
brings us.
Brings us. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
We realized that the hard way after the explosion, honestly. Because we were, like, shocked.
Of course. It was that's crazy.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know, we had... Il y avait des quartiers, des petits quartiers, comme deux petits quartiers. C'est juste deux petits quartiers qui sont un peu comme le Saint-Laurent ici.
Mm-hmm.
C'est des old pubs, cafés, and working spaces, like this vibe. And they were the only two in Lebanon, you know. And they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gone. Tu sais, tu aimes des places ici, que tu connais, des bars, des trucs, puis tu les trouves plus. Tu les trouves même plus, il n'y a rien qui n'existe. Puis, on a eu la guerre civile pour 15 ans au Liban. C'est une image d'une guerre de 15 ans, faite en 10 secondes.
Ouais.
C'était comme...
Pouh. Ouais. Mais ouais. C'est quoi exactement qui s'est passé? Moi, on dirait que j'ai comme vu vite fait les nouvelles, mais...
Ben, physiquement, ce qui s'est passé, c'est que dans le port de Beyrouth, il y avait du nitrate de... ammonium nitrate, I guess. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's ammonium nitrate.
Mm-hmm.
Puis qui est très explosif.
Ouais.
Ça a explosé.
Mais c'est...
Il y avait 2700 tonnes.
C'était volontaire? C'est quelqu'un qui a fait exploser? Ou...
C'est ça. C'est ça, on sait rien. Personne ne va jamais rien savoir au Liban.
Mm.
Rien savoir. On a eu plein d'explosions au Liban, on a eu plein d'assassinats, on a eu plein de guerres, on a eu plein de trucs. Ça commence comme ça, puis ça se termine comme ça, puis on sait rien.
Ouais.
Maintenant, il y a le Hezbollah qu'on dit, ouais, c'est lui qui les a mis pour faire ses explosifs. Puis non, c'est pas lui, ça a explosé exprès, non. Mais c'est le seul port à Beyrouth et c'est la capitale, tu vois. Mm-hmm. La moitié de la capitale, il y a plus rien, rien. Il y a plus d'immeubles.
Ouais. C'est fou, hein?
Ouais.
Mais tes parents, ils habitaient à Beyrouth ou non?
Non, on est un peu plus loin. Okay. On est un peu plus loin, mais comme notre showroom, il y a plus rien.
Non.
On a du matériel d'escalade, du matériel, des longboards, je fabrique des longboards. Puis je les envoie au Liban, j'ai envoyé, mi-juillet, j'ai envoyé mon dernier batch. 26 planches, puis en restait dans notre showroom 18. Bam! Plus rien.
That's crazy.
It is.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, it's fine. Like, I used to love Lebanon, honestly. I used to always want to come back. I used to always want to run my family business back, like, le faire revivre, c'est du marbre, j'adore ça, c'est de l'art, c'est des trucs comme ça, mais après ce qui se passe là, comme, I'm good in Montreal, that's it,
because it's safer here,
people are just, I don't know how to say it, but people are not aware what's going on, they do not want to make any change, it's been 45 years, Lebanon has been going through the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm not gonna change 45 years, so I'd better enjoy my next 45 years.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So what are your plans for the next 45 years?
Well, I'm doing a website now. I'm doing my website. And I'm working with two designers, Lebanese old friends. We used to go to school together. We used to go to university together. And they're cool people. So they're really good designer. One product designer, one furniture designer. And we're doing like a merge all together to be doing our design studio here.
Okay.
They're moving here.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. One of them is Canadian already, so she's moving in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is just trying.
Okay.
And yeah, design studio is really what I want to have.
So it's
custom pieces, custom designs, and go on from there. But I'll always be working with my hands.
Yeah.
I'll never be behind a desk.
Well, that's good. At least you know what you want. Well, I guess that's the first step.
As you said, like, we never know what life is hiding for us.
True.
I never thought about woodworking 5 years ago. Never, ever.
Yeah.
And here I am.
That's insane, right? Like, I never thought about comedy 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And here I am.
And what was, like, c'était quoi l'élément déclencheur?
I don't know.
Did you see something? Did you talk to someone? Did you see someone? I don't know.
One of my friends tried to get in the school as a writer, and then she got refused. Okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, comedy school, okay, interesting. And then I moved to Montreal and I did the night classes and I really enjoyed it. And
you moved to Montreal?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Sherbrooke.
Okay.
But then before that, I was in Asia.
Okay.
For 7 months. And before that, I was in California. And before that, I was in my hometown anyway. So I moved a lot.
You did?
Yeah. So when I moved to Montreal, yeah, I started comedy and I got enrolled in the school. I did the auditions and I was chosen. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm a comedian now.
Cool.
I did not know, but okay, welcome aboard.
And how long is the program?
It's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. So I'm just finishing now. Crazy, right? Everybody yeah. I meet, they're like, I've never met a comedian before. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I've met a guy here. He's, I don't know if you call him a comedian, honestly. Like, he's a stand-up comedian.
Who? You know his name?
Yes. He has Lebanese origins. That's why, like, people took me to him. Yes. Yes. His name is Yassine.
Okay. Because
his name, like, he's known here for Yas.
Okay, I don't know him.
I never knew him. I never saw him. He used to make shows, like, in Lebanon, in Montreal, everywhere. I never heard about him.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard about him either.
I don't know if he's, like, that good or he's just bragging about being that good. You know, I've never watched him, but yeah. He's, like, he has posters of his shows all over his place, ses disques, ses trucs. I was like, you seem interesting, dude, but never heard of you. So, never found anything on the internet, never found anything anywhere, just have to go and watch him. I was like, I've never met a comedian.
Well, now you did.
I'm glad. I'm glad I did.
You almost built my bed. Almost.
You built your bed. And it's a fucking huge one, and that's good.
I know, I did it by myself. I mean, I had a little help.
Well, that's okay.
From a friend, but I basically did it by myself.
I think it takes two people to do this, anyway.
It's so big.
You need to hold
it's
both
hands. It's so heavy.
It shows. It shows. I was like, you didn't carry it along the stairs, right?
Mm-mm.
Like, they delivered.
Friends helped me, too.
Oh, friends.
No, I went to get it in... sur la rive nord. I rented a U-Haul. And actually, that day was terrible because I rented a U-Haul. And when I got there, the people that had the U-Haul I was supposed to rent, the people that had it before me, they put mud all over it. It was disgusting.
But you shouldn't accept it.
I know, but that was the only car they had. And that was the car I was supposed to get. So I was like, okay. And it was like not even opening anymore. Like the door was stuck and it was full of mud. And the guy was freaking out because he was new. So he didn't know what to do. So he called his boss and he's like, what do I do? So they sent us to Boisbriand to go get another U-Haul there. And they refunded me $50. So it basically cost me nothing to rent.
$50. Yeah, that's it. Because like,
it's... Yeah, that's basically what it cost. Yeah. So I rented the U-Haul in Boisbriand. I went to get my bed. Then I came to my house and I delivered my own bed. And then I went back to Boisbriand to get back the U-Haul.
Wow.
That was a crazy day. I was so exhausted.
Well, yeah. For sure. With such a bad...
Yep. And then I built it myself. Because I was...
Really, really amazing.
Yeah.
Fascinant, yeah. Honnêtement. Je pensais que c'était comme le truc... un cadre avec...
Non.
Les lattes, tu vois, le truc IKEA, carré, basique.
Non.
It's a huge bed.
I'm not that stupid.
Like, just the posts of the bed, the four posts. It's really nice one, right? Like, is it, c'est une galerie?
C'est une œuvre d'artisan québécois, en fait. Ça date de très longtemps, là. Ça date, la madame, ça fait comme 20-30 ans qu'elle a ça, là.
Wow.
Puis elle me l'a vendu pas tellement cher pour ce que c'est, là. Fait que moi, j'étais comme, hey, qui Gigi?
Ça va coûter un bon 1000 pièces, lui, hein?
Ouais, ça y a coûté plus que 1000 pièces. Moi, ça m'a coûté 400 pièces.
Ben non, je parle de quoi, moi? C'est quoi 1000 pièces? Mais moi, si je vais faire ça, c'est... Ouh!
Ah non, c'est ça.
Non, c'est pas 1000 pièces. C'est beaucoup plus.
Ben oui, ça vaut beaucoup plus, là.
C'est beaucoup plus. Les poteaux sont tournés à la main.
Ça fait 20, plus que 20 ans qu'elle l'a, puis elle vendait 1100 $ à la base. Ça veut dire qu'elle a payé beaucoup plus cher que ça, là.
Ouais.
Puis, mais finalement, elle me l'a laissé à 450 parce qu'il fallait qu'elle s'en libérasse.
Ouais.
Mais ça vaut au moins 3 fois ça, là.
Oui, exact. En plus, c'est tout du bois massif, hein?
Oui, c'est du chêne massif, là.
C'est tourné, c'est... Wow.
I know, I'm so lucky.
Like, I'm a woodworker, I'm still sleeping on... Mon sommier est au sol, mon matelas est dessus et that's it.
Non!
Ouais. Mais car je vais
make
pas faire...
yourself a bed.
Yeah, I want to. Like, I had an amazing design. Like, in our apartment, we have arcades.
Oh, yeah?
You know, so my bed is into an arcade, into the wall. It's amazing. I was doing a design for a bed and 2 nightstands going out from the bed frame. And a really cool design, but I was like, what if I move?
Oops. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
I was like, what if I move? Like, c'est fait sur mesure.
Oh, I see.
You know?
C'est comme les stores. Quand tu t'achètes des stores, puis t'es comme, ah, faut que je déménage, puis tu peux pas les amener.
C'est ça.
Parce que comme... c'est sur mesure pour ta fenêtre.
Ouais. Ben là, j'ai les wood curtains, tu les connais? Comme... C'est comme des stores en bois.
Mm-hmm.
Puis ça n'arrive pas au wood de ma fenêtre.
Non, c'est ça.
Dans mon ancien appart, c'était plus court.
C'est ça.
Yeah, ouais. Mais je dois me faire un lit. Comme un lit normal que je peux
eventually,
bouger.
But you're gonna move again soon, right? So...
Yeah, but... I don't think I'm changing the size of my mattress, so
right.
I think I'm not going to do anything custom, going into the arcades with just the bed, because it's... Je déteste les supports en métal cheapo.
Just do something simple, then.
I'm thinking about doing something like... Comment ça s'appelle? Barn style.
What is that?
Barn style, it's like that country rough. Wood, you know, it's,
comme en bois de grange, un peu?
Bois de grange. C'est exactement bois de grange.
I almost bought that.
You know, like the big 6x6?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I love that. But it didn't fit with my vintage, creepy, old lady look.
Vintage, cool, creepy. Yes, I'll give you that. But what about the old lady?
Did you see my bathroom?
I'm gonna show you bathroom. I created a vanity too. It's all green ceramics all over.
Yeah.
Your bathroom is fine.
Lady. It's all pink.
It's not my bathroom.
It looks like
that
Barbie
would be...
like vomited on the walls.
Well, paint it.
I won't.
You like it?
Yeah.
Then why are you talking about it?
Because I'm just trying to convince you that my bathroom is like kind of...
Not old lady.
Old grandma.
T'as des savons un peu partout.
Des savons?
Ouais.
Non.
Ok, you're not an old lady. Tu sais, les petits savons avec des formes et des trucs comme partout, sur le boîtier.
Ok, well, I'll go buy them because I want to be an old lady.
Why?
I think it's funny.
Well, let's be clear. Old ladies are so different.
Why?
What kind of old lady you want to be?
Oh, I want to be like...
creepy?
Yeah, creepy. I like to be a creepy old lady. That's kind of what I'm aiming for. I think I'm like a creepy old lady in a young body.
What do you mean by creepy?
I don't...
I don't think a creepy old lady would be doing this right now with me.
Why?
Recording dates?
Creepy. Why not? I mean, no, I mean, I'm not talking about what I'm doing, but about what my apartment looks like.
Let's see, what should we get you so?
Yeah, I want people to get me like really creepy. Like, I'm doing a pendaison de crémaillère on Friday, and the only thing I ask my guests is to bring creepy stuff that I can put all over the place.
What would you think about creepy stuff? Let's see. Like, if someone's telling you, like, if you're about to go to the same event, pendaison de crémaillère, puis quelqu'un te dit de la même chose, comme apporte quelque chose de creepy avec toi.
Yeah.
What would it be?
I guess I would like go in newspaper or magazines and stuff and like just cut off some faces and like do a little montage and like bring that.
Okay.
I think that would be very creepy.
Like almost what you did here on the wall.
Yeah. All the angels and the creepy dolls. I love
angels
it.
Angels and dolls.
Yeah, I would do that. Or I would go to like Renaissance or Village des Valeurs. And I would buy like really weird old stuff that like that nobody wants to have in their house. And I would buy that and bring it.
You should pass by Lebanon someday.
Yeah.
You really should.
You think I would like that?
You would love that.
Yeah? Why? Yes. Lebanon is creepy and old and weird?
No, but there's a lot of these vintage stuff that no one ever wants.
Oh my god, I would love that.
Yes. Tu vois le comme le the brass?
Yeah.
Tu vois ton chandelier ici?
Uh-huh.
But all engraved. It's either Arabic letters or designs or whatever.
Yeah.
And people hate that in Lebanon. Like they're all modern and we don't want anything from this history. But it's great. It's amazing, and there's a lot of creepy stuff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Yeah, we need to visit my grandmother's apartment.
Oh my god.
My grandma's like, oh, she is creepy.
Is that an invitation?
Whenever you want, it's my place now.
Yeah?
Yes, cool. She's here. She's not going back to Lebanon. I'm not letting her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but like I went in summer 2019. I went there just to take the house. It's an apartment, by the way, in a building that we own. Then I was like, whoa, I was opening. J'ouvrais les placards, j'étais comme, whoa, what's this? Whoa, what's that? Des statues vraiment bizarres. Des masques en bois. Vraiment bizarres.
I want it all.
Elle avait un tableau au mur. C'était, je pense, un tableau comme religieux, mais très ancien. Quelque chose de l'Ancien Testament. Il y avait des photos tout autour. C'était ancien, au point que les photos ont disparu. Il y a juste des feuilles blanches, puis avec un peu de couleur dessus. It's creepy. There's a lot of creepy shit there.
Wow, my God.
She has...
It's very interesting. I really want all of it now.
Well, whenever you want to go to Lebanon...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go right now. No, we can't.
Right now, no.
I'm so sad. Okay.
Yeah, they don't even care about the COVID right now.
Really? Yeah, for sure.
No one's wearing masks, no one's wearing gloves, no one's wearing anything.
I mean, I can understand.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I keep getting weird stuff from Lebanon. I think I'm just going to cut contact.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know. Have you heard about... For sure you haven't. But there's a Chilean team that just arrived in Lebanon.
Okay.
Rescue team. This team was trying to contact the Lebanese embassy back in Chile and with no answer.
Mm-hmm.
So the leader of this team was our instructor in work at heights. So for pour le rappel, pour tout ce qui est travail sur des auteurs. Alors, he called us. He was like, we're coming to Lebanon on our expenses. We're getting our dog. We're getting the rescue team and you're coming.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, go with it. So my friend, my partner in Lebanon, he's the head of operations right now for the base camp. Base camp is technically what people are doing to replace the government.
Okay.
Because the government is doing nothing about it. Nothing. Mm. They didn't even search for people.
Yeah.
People were dead and they didn't even search for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him just to talk about some boards, some stuff for us. And he was like, dude, we're just taking out two dead people, so I'll talk to you later.
Oh.
I was like, what's going on? He said, yeah, we were walking by this street. I told you, like, there were pubs and stuff, and mm-hmm. there's nothing now. He was showing them the street, and the dog ran up the building, and he was like, yeah, there's a dead body here.
Yeah.
They keep getting new bodies, oh. new dead people, new, like, falling buildings. Every day there's two or three buildings falling apart.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's not a good time to go to Lebanon.
No, yeah, I know.
But you should. Honestly, someday you would love it. There are these old, dirty, fucked up markets.
I will go there for sure.
Yes, you won't go there by yourself for sure.
No.
You can't go there because you won't come back.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy to know that. And as soon as I can go there with
someone
to not get killed, I will. And it's been an hour we've been talking already.
Has it?
Yeah. How fast does it go, right?
Really fast.
I know. I know, it does. So that's it for the recording part.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you for that idea, honestly.
Ma date avec Sam, super cool, vraiment un gentil garçon, même si ça faisait plusieurs fois qu'il me choquait. But I don't know if I was in a bad mood or if we didn't click that much. I don't see myself seeing that guy for more than a few dates. I would say nope, even though he's very cute and very nice. Thank you. Thank you, next. Mais c'est un très bon gars, puis super cool vibe, mais genre, ça clique pas avec moi. À la semaine prochaine! Bye!